Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, they say it's the little things that trip you up in elections. So let's see if Michael O'Leary's comments trip up Fine Gael. It's all over the papers this morning. The front of at least five newspapers at least. The Irish Daily Star, class clown, politicians flew off the handle after Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary slated teachers at an event for Enterprise Minister Peter Burke, saying he wouldn't employ them to get things done. The Irish Independent, Fine Gael scrambles to limit damage from O'Leary's teachers' jibe. Fine Gael scrambling to limit the damage caused by a room full of party supporters laughing after Ryanair chief Michael O'Leary mocked teachers. The Irish Times on the front page, O'Leary's comments on teachers put Fine Gael on back foot. Fine Gael was forced onto the defensive on the first weekend of the general election campaign after remarks about teachers by Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary at a party event. And we, of course, know now that Fianna Fáil will launch its election manifesto today, and this is the first full week of campaigning. On Michael O'Leary, though, and he's on the front of the Mail, I'll come to that in a second. I mean, if you're going to invite Michael O'Leary to a campaign event, he's going to say something. He always does. That's what he's known for, is sound bites and controversial comments. So I don't know what they thought he was going to say. Probably didn't predict that he'd make a comment about teachers. But if you have Michael O'Leary at an event, he is going to say something. And what's perhaps maybe more offensive to some teachers out there, not just his comments, but a room full of Fine Gael people bursting into laughter when Michael O'Leary makes the comments. So that's why the Irish Times says that Fine Gael is on the back foot. And then the Irish Daily Mail doesn't lead with teachers on the front page, but it still has Michael O'Leary. O'Leary urges Fianna Fáil Fine Gael voting pact to keep Sinn Féin and Greens out. Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary encouraging voters to transfer between the Civil War parties to keep Sinn Féin out of government. Michael O'Leary will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning to talk about his controversial comments about teachers. So we'll see if he makes amends or if he doubles down. I imagine he'll double down on his comments. But anyway, that's on News Talk Breakfast from 7. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Daily Mirror, teen killed in hit and run. A lot of shock in County Kildare yesterday over this news about a teenage boy who was killed in a suspected hit and run, and a man was being questioned by detectives last night after that incident where the 16-year-old was killed. It happened at around 12:30 yesterday morning near Robertstown. Blackwood is the area there. Other front page story, the Irish Sun, Enders has lost the plot. Bit of a mess for EastEnders heading into Christmas. A blundering EastEnders star left top secret scripts on a train containing bombshell Christmas plot spoilers. The documents reveal a key character will be killed off, and they were found by a passenger on a train. And The Sun this week visited Albert Square to hand the notes back to one of the actors who didn't lose them. A soap spokesperson said a big thank you to The Sun. So a passenger seems to have found the spoilers, handed it into the Sun newspaper for some reason, and then the Sun gave it back to EastEnders. Rather than breaking the story, the Sun didn't want to ruin Christmas EastEnders for us, so they handed it back in. Anyway, that's big news on the front page of the Sun this morning. Inside the papers, the Irish Independent has a special investigation into people who don't show up for their driving test, and learner drivers are waiting up to 8 months for a driving test in some counties. An analysis of estimated driving test waiting times across all 26 counties revealed that learner drivers in Kildare face an estimated waiting time of up to 30 weeks, and in Mayo, the average is 11 weeks at one centre and then 18 at another. The worst waiting times in Dublin are in Dunleary. But also we hear that no shows for driving tests are on the rise, despite the waiting list of up to 30 weeks. So people wait 30 weeks in places like Kildare to get their driving test, and then they don't show up for it. Big full-page report in the Irish Independent about that, if you're interested. I see also in that paper, cash is still king, it would seem, and young people are using cash. So it's kind of assumed that all young people use Revolut, or that they use their, you know, their phone to pay for things. But actually, young people, according to the Indo, have emerged as the biggest users of cash, despite the growing adoption of digital payments. More than a third of those between the ages of 18 and 24 use cash at least once a day. God, I don't know when I last used cash. This is research commissioned by On Post. Certainly not once a day. So young people have cash in the wallet, apparently, and are using it. Fewer than those between the ages of 35 and 44 use cash at least once a day. A quarter of them are daily cash users. So a lot of young people are using notes and coins, which flies in the face of the conventional wisdom that they rely on things like Revolut, Google Pay, Apple Pay. They are actually using cash, which is very interesting. Now, one final story for you, which comes from the Times of London. Very interesting, and this is music to my ears. The length of time movies are running for. If you've been putting off a trip to catch a new release at the cinema, you might want to think again. Data shows that the typical feature film is shown in cinemas for a third less time compared with 20 years ago. So films, they're getting shorter apparently, and also they're on screen for less time in the cinemas. So if something comes out, you need to run to the cinema to see it. Cinemas will now on average show a film for 2.9 weeks. That's down from 4.6 weeks in 2005. This is looking at all major films released since 2005, calculating how long they were shown for in at least 100 cinemas. So apparently there's an immediacy now with going to the movies. You have to see it as early as possible because they reckon that people then want to be able to talk about the film online. So if a film comes out now, people don't want to wait a month to see it because they want to be in at the very start to talk about it online. So there you go. I want to see that new Conclave film. I think it's out soon, but apparently not much time to see it. Only about 2 weeks films are lasting in the cinemas. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.